This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right, Mitch Holthus brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Also brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated. Mitch, how are you on this wonderful Friday? Good to hear from you. We have, obviously we got to pay off your tees from 3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, we got to figure this out. It feels weird, but first we got to play Mac mid-major Morey, guess the M mid-major. Mm. Do you have Bob? Is Bob there?
Yep.
All right, mute him.
There's a good drop.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So mute Bob. You get 3 seconds. I'm going to give you a hint, Mac. You ready?
Ooh, I get a hint? Okay.
Hint, you got 3 seconds.
All right.
Hawks, 3.
Hawks?
2.
I know it.
1.
Loyola Marymount. I have no idea.
Monmouth.
Dang it.
The Monmouth Hawks.
That's where my parents went to school.
Oh, he's
wow.
Cheating.
So you spent some time on campus of the Monmouth Hawks.
A little bit, yeah. Well, yeah, a little bit. Long Branch, New Jersey. Well, maybe I'll take Dusty there in April when we go see Bruce Springsteen in Asbury Park. Maybe I'll roll him through campus. Mm.
Did your folks, then they met at Monmouth?
They did, yes. They did. My dad was a sophomore. Were my
you...
mother was a freshman.
And when were you born?
1977. 5 years after, 6 years after they got married.
Okay, I was going to say, Monmouth might be more special to you than you know.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Monmouth, I wouldn't be here, so, you know?
Right. So let's get your Monmouth hoodie on and play a little Mac Morey mid-major M's.
I love it. So we're here, right? We've reached the end of what was not a great year for everybody. So where are you at right now, Mitch?
Where am I at on Earth, or where am I at mentally?
Yeah, both, wherever, all of it, yeah.
On Earth, I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to get my GPS set, and it's not working. So I have no idea where I'm at on Earth. Mentally, emotionally, physically, it's been a run. Once you back up and things stop, you're like, wow, what just happened? Especially the last 8 years, for sure. But it's also given me time to be reflective. You're in this pivot time where you've got to pivot to the to move on. And then what does that look like? And so it's caused me to be reflective, even getting into a couple research projects. So where I'm at is a little bit just fuzzy. Now, I will tell you this. This is a myopic answer a myopic question. But for 44 years, I did college basketball, more than that, actually. So in the years when we were out early or didn't make it at all, you know, I'd be on my way to a basketball game right now somewhere and doing 3 games in a week or sometimes 4 in 3 or 4 different locale. And so it just became, you just turned into the next thing. Well, I gave that up a couple years ago just because I had to. There was more duties with the Chiefs more than ever. And then we were making these runs to Valentine's Day every year. So now I'm sitting here with no basketball, which is fine. I'm not trying to get to Chicago so I can get to Cincinnati to do games on back-to-back nights, but it's a little weird. And so, yeah, trying to figure it all out.
Mitch, when you look at this season, what's the one thing that you can take away that gives you belief that this is a one-and-done type of season for this franchise?
Yeah, I've done a lot of contemplating on that, and I hope it can be a one and done where you bounce back in at least into win the division and playoff contention. and I would say it's infrastructure, that there's going to be changes. There already have been changes. There will be more changes, but the infrastructure is strong. Brett Veach and his crew is a really good group. There's processes in place. You keep the machine cranking. You switch it. I mean, you switch some things, but overall, the infrastructure is there. But this team was like the engine lights on in your car, and you just keep driving it, hoping it goes off. Like, that never happens. And then finally, your engine blows up, and you're on the side of the road. That's kind of what happened here. But now it's time to take the vehicle into the shop and get it fixed. But you've got people that I believe in that can fix it, mainly Andy Reid and Brett Veach.
How far away are they, realistically? Because when you're 6-11, we've all talked about it. Everybody, you start, peeling back the onion. You're like, oh, my gosh, they got a lot of work to do. How far do you view them realistically away from getting this thing back?
I'm going to give you a wishy-washy answer because I kind of go in 10-minute increments of thinking, wow, this is going to take more than one off-season to fix.
Right.
And then I'll look at some things numerically and thinking, I'm going to give you some here in a little bit, how the league changed, and mm-hmm. then where I think you could immediately get half of those losses back without a ton of changes. So I don't know. Overall, I think three things have got to happen. You've got to obviously add to this roster a draft and free agency. Free agency's more precarious now than ever. You rarely get home run free agents. You've got to get a 2022 draft class. You also have to, this is a less sexy answer, your 25 class, your 24 class, your 23 class, of what remains of those classes have all got to get better. You've got to coach them up. They've got to figure this out more than they have at any point of their career. That's a big part of this. Less sexy, but it's, if you don't get that done, then you're going to continue to spin your wheels.
Mitch, I want to ask you about this because, obviously we've got time before the season starts and we've got, a slate of playoff games, but time is quick, right? Like, so 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, like you've got, before we know it, we're going to be, ready for the draft in Pittsburgh and seeing who the Chiefs take at the ninth pick. What do you do in the next 30, 60, 90 days moving forward?
Yeah, the 30 days is you've got to get who's in and who's out of the staff. We've already seen movement there. And then you've got to figure out who's in and who's out or who you're moving off and not even going to try to resign, and then trying to work out a strategy of the ones you want to resign, and then trying to get salary cap to a point where you can hit the so 30 days is basically staff and your personnel currently. Who do you want? Who are you saying, hey, goodbye, good luck at the next stop? Then the next 30 days is basically getting cap and strategy in session are in place to attack free agency. And then the next 30 days is really honing in on trying to crush a draft class. And you really got to try to get, because of where we're at right now and with the roster the way it is, and if Kelce moves on and all the dynamics that are in place, you've got to hit a home run in this draft. This has got to be a 2022 draft class. And harder to do in these day and age with the NIL stuff, because it's hard to sometimes really vet a guy mm-hmm. when they're at four different places in 4 years. So it's trickier, but again, I Brett Veach has done it before and he'll do it again. Let me tell you guys though, where I think the league flipped on everybody. Nobody talks about it because it's been so camouflaged. And we're in the era of the new era of Marty Ball. It just doesn't look like it. Can I go down this?
Yeah.
Time of possession with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And hear me out on this. This is a overall thesis. And I saw this during the season when we would play teams and I'm preparing for them and I'm going, wait a minute, this league is doing something overall that needs to be addressed. Time of possession. Number one is Buffalo at 33:09. Why? They're protecting a bad defense. Two, the Chargers, 32.34. Don't turn it over. Play to a defense. We'll take a shot now and then, but we're going to stay on the field. Three is Tampa Bay, the only of the top nine that did not make the playoffs in time of possession, and they were a possession away from getting there. Four, Houston, 31:49, average time of possession. Play to their defense, which is rock solid. Don't turn it over. Take a shot now and then. Run the ball. Stay on the field. Get to third and two so you can get to fourth and one. Make the fourth down and stay on the field. Five, Jacksonville, 31-27, time of possession. Six, New England, 31-18, doing the same thing. These teams are all generally doing the same thing. Seven, Denver's really doing it. They're exhibit A of this, other than Buffalo, in the fact that it's all camouflaged. Three wide, one back. Oh, but wait a minute. I'm going to throw a six-yard hitch out of this, and it's basically a run. Or I'll throw a check down that looks like a check down, but all of a sudden a guy pops out of the screen to block, and you have a one-man screen where everybody's down the field, and I just fake everybody out. I'm really going to throw a check down all the time. So kind of versions of the West Coast, but playing to defenses, don't turn it over, field position. Seven, Chicago, 30 minutes and 19 seconds. Caleb Williams playing great. Well, they've minimized Caleb Williams' chance for disaster. Mm-hmm. Nine, San Francisco, 30 minutes and 42 seconds. All of these teams are in the playoffs, and some have great seeds, if not the one seed in both conferences. Rams are different than this, but everybody else is locked in on this way to play, which is I'll play to my defense, field position, I'll run it, but I'll do pass plays that run it. I'll take a shot, but I'm going to do real bubble screens, rocket screens. So that's where the league changed, and that's what's winning. Now, we all know with Marty Ball, because the margin is slight with this approach, that the playoffs are going to be crazy. I think the playoffs are wild, because when you play it this close to the vest, we also know that you are susceptible to any little thing, about a 64th of an inch of throwing a playoff game off, and anybody could beat anybody. Anybody can lose to anybody.
All right, let's talk about that time of possession, though. That also comes from the fact that you have to have that personnel in place to even do what they were doing. I don't know that they had that. Maybe Breshard Smith was that guy. Do they have the personnel to be able to do this right now?
Well, no, and but it may evolve into something like that. And some of this is a lot less shotgun RPO stuff. You don't want to take that completely away, because a lot of that is Patrick's strength. But you know, you may look at more under center, a two-back look. They ran a lot of 13, three tight end personnel, but it's what you do out of that 13 personnel. And especially if Kels moves on, because you got to somehow figure out average 80 catches, 900 yards, and about seven touchdowns. That's what you've got to somehow figure out to get to in the equation just to get back to where you were. So that's part of evaluating your own personnel now, first 30 days. Second 30 days, attacking who you can get, who's currently in the league, who would help you play that way. And then I would say defensively, it's a big, you know, not bigger than the offense, but I'm going to give you the other stats that I've gone through, which I think you get half your losses back in a single season if you can do one thing, because it became the biggest issue that nobody's talking about in last season. You want that one?
Yeah. What do you got?
In all 11 losses, I'm counting through these here, 18 times there were critical third down and mostly longs, third and 10, third and 6, third and 17, third and 15, third and 8, third and 13, third and 7, third and 10, third and 15, third and 10. There were conversions or touchdowns made at critical times. And it's not just in the fourth quarter in the 2 minute. It's when the game was on the line. And maybe I'll put this on social. This is where I've got tons of confidence in Spags. This is the mechanic who's going to fix the car. And sometimes you cannot fix this on the fly within a single season. But this is also evaluating personnel, scheme, technique, all of that. But there are five games easily that could have been turned. Let's just take Denver at Denver.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 19-19 game at 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the game, and a field goal will win it. It's at 2:05, I should say. Denver's got third and 15 at their own 21. They get 20 yards on a pass.
Yep.
So they end up winning the game in overtime. I can give you a bunch of others. Jacksonville, Chiefs are ahead, 28-24. Jacksonville's got the ball at their own 43 with a minute one left in the game, and they get the deep corner route for 33 yards, and it leads to the sequence at the end. But even at the end, it's third and 13. Chiefs are up. The Jaguars have to have a touchdown. It's 28-24, and that's when they get the DPI in the end zone. So that there's a whole bunch of stuff here. That's just a snippet of where you can fix it immediately or at least get half these games back. So that's why I'm going all the way around the board of like, wow, we got a lot of work to do. It may take more than one offseason. Then I'm thinking, wait a minute. If you can counteract what the league is doing right now, because a big piece of that, you guys, of defending where the league is getting them off the field, especially on third and long. Because the strategies I'm talking about are not designed to be third and long. It's just like the Eagles. Last year, this really started, and I think the Chiefs may even kind of started this. Because last year in time of possession, who was number one in the league?
Probably the Chiefs or the Eagles.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Philadelphia. Number two, Detroit. The Chiefs were sixth. Hmm. But if you go to Kansas City's time of possession, in 2019, the Chiefs were 19th. In 23, they were 14th. In 22, they were 12th. And so the Chiefs don't necessarily play that way. That's fine because they can be more explosive. But defensively, you've got to get teams off the field, especially when you've got them at the metric or at the analytic where you should get them off the field, especially at the critical time.
You know, Mitch, you mentioned all of that, and Spags, the mechanic. Does Spags have the parts necessary to fix the car?
That's what I don't know, and that's where the 30-60-90 comes into play. But you've got to get a player like Jaden Hicks to be even better. Four of us, if Max jumping in, think Noah Williams can play.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Williams was really good down the stretch, right? So you've got a guy there that can play your style of corner, physical. I think he'll continue to work on his feet. And if his feet get better, you've got a guy that's a potential Pro Bowler. But now you bring in maybe some newer guys or maybe a rookie that can come in and help you, like the class of 22. What do you do with, like, free agents that you've got? With Trent McDuffie, he's working hard on his rehab. Where do you go with him? It would be great if you could somehow get him back in the slot in your nickel and turn him loose, which he is the best at in 22, 23, and 24. So all of that comes into play. Talk about pass rush. Yeah, you got to rush with four in this counteracting what's going on in the league right now. You send blitzes. A lot of these third and longs were blitzes that didn't get home. And now you're really in trouble because of bubble screen or rocket screen, or you're playing two deep zone with a blitz. Your middle coverage at 8 to 15 yards, you're either outmanned or they've got usually outmanned in numbers, or the athlete that they've got is better than the athlete you have in coverage. So you still have to get some pressure with four. I know there's a lot going on here, but that's what you asked me what I've been doing, and I'm looking at that. I look at the video of it and go, oh, my gosh, this is closer to 11-6 and 6-11 if you look at this specific category.
Mitch, how important is it with the voice coming in as the offensive coordinator? Does that need to be somebody that Andy Reid is familiar with, or is it time to maybe get somebody that he could eventually become best friends with by generating a new friendship?
Well, you've already seen a change on the offensive staff, mm-hmm. and that offensive staff works collectively all year long anyway. It becomes, too, then there's got to be a rhythm and a groove into game planning and then on game day activation. And then during the week teaching, that's a big part of it that, again, is less sexy that we don't see, because that happens from A, game plan, to C, calling the right play in the right time in a game. So there has to be a rhythm there. Even if you bring in some new blood, you've got to vet that new blood that fits your culture and rhythm of how you do your work week. Now, that doesn't mean you're forfeiting new ideas. In fact, Andy would want new ideas. He's had new ideas. He's changed 200 times probably in his approach in 27 years as a head coach. But you have to have someone who will fit your rhythm of work and fit your rhythm, and this is how we do things. So bring your ingenuity within that shell and framework of how we do business. And I could be somebody new, or it could be somebody that's been around, or somebody that he knows, but he's looking for new and fresh ideas. So don't take my answer as saying, hey, let's stay stale. But you also cannot bring in someone is going to completely wreck your way of doing business, where you back up instead of move forward.
How much does the quarterback factor into who gets to be the OC?
Oh, yeah, he'll be involved in the discussion. And I did see him the other day a little bit, just to fist bump him. I mean, that dude right now is like a Navy SEAL or Army Special Forces. He wants to be back tomorrow. Like, you just know he's going to be smoking, firing hot to get back and ready to go. But no, he will be part of that conversation.
Mitch, last time we talked to you, we were talking about what you would think about maybe it being Travis Kelce's last game, and you were about to say something else. You said, fellas, I'll wait for it, and I'll talk to you in 3 weeks and pay the tees off then. Mitch, the time is yours.
Are we at the three-week threshold, or are we still short?
No, we're at the three-week threshold.
This is another one where I've gone in 10-minute intervals, because I would have lost $100 to Mac last year, because I thought Kels would have given up last year. This year, there seems to be a rally. You know, when he gets away from everything and he gets to take his car with the engine light on and go, you know, I better get this fixed and try to get his body right and get his sense of everything, I would have bet $100 on December 31 that he's not coming back. Now I want to hedge that somehow. He loves the game so much. He loves his teammates so much. He loves wearing that uniform so much that even if he says, I'm moving on, it's going to be an incredibly difficult situation for him. And so I think when you back up and you're not dealing with the tyranny of the urgent, meaning morning to afternoon, tonight, which is the NFL season, from the beginning of training camp to the last second of the last game, you get perspective. And it seems like that perspective always kind of is a magnetic pull to pull him back in. So, I don't know. Ask me in 10 more minutes. I might think differently. But right now I'm going, wow, I'm looking at this differently than I did on December 31.
Well, Mitch, you enjoy the time off. I know you won't stop working. It sounds like you've been busy, busy, busy. So I'll continue to stay focused in the off season, as my promise to you, and we will talk to you shortly when things develop more and more towards draft.
Here's the deal for all of you. Just to stay focused to you, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Mute Bob and Mac, turn it loose. So there you go.
So he hates all us and loves Mac. Yeah, that's just pretty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pretty much where it is. Dusty, if you pay attention. Bob, shut up. And Mac, go for it.
Thanks, Mitch.
See you, boys.
See you, Mitch.
That's Mitch Holtz. It's brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, and also Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Coming up next, it's Mac Morey with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Mac's awesome.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.